Blog Talk Radio.
Discussion today, you're welcome to call in at 347-989-0639.
347-989-0855. That's 347-989-0855. Or you can hit us up with a message at Hiram1555@yahoo.com. That's Hiram1555@yahoo.com. As always, we'd like to thank you for giving us another hour of your day and another day of your time. We'd like to thank the thousands of you who listen live from around the globe and the thousands of you who will download us later from all of our affiliate sites, be it Hiram1555.tumblr.com, Twitter.com/Hiram1555, Facebook.com/Hiram1555, BlogTalkRadio.com/Hiram1555, and our main news blog, which is formerly trumpetoftruth.wordpress.com and also formerly salamjournal.com and salamjournal.org, which is now the Hiram1555 blog at Hiram1555.com. Again, my beloved family, let me say unto you all, assalamu alaikum, and welcome to another edition of the most powerful show for truth anywhere on the face of planet Earth. This is the platform for black education, black empowerment, black truth, and black liberation. This is your platform. This is the Star and Crescent Report. And our show today is titled Bizarro Economics in a World Where Up is Down and Bad is Good. Now, I want to address some things as we go into this show. First of all, we are having problems with the internet feed to the office. So what we're doing, we're bouncing off whenever the internet, because we automatically have it bouncing to our hotspot off the cell phone. So there may be a brief interruptions here and there, but this is what it had just started happening. Right before, I think about 7 minutes before the show started. So we knew that we would have problems like that, okay? And you all always know that there's always something to try to hinder or prevent the show from going forward, but they can't stop what God has ordained. Now, there are so many things, so many issues that are taking place that need to be addressed today, from the things that are going on in Asia to the things that are going on in the Middle East to the things that are going on right here in America, and we're going to try to address all of those, but I do want to start off by telling you the thing in one of the premium articles that I wrote about India and China has been confirmed by news sources. If you go to the Hiram 1555 blog, I wrote a premium article, I think, day before yesterday or something like that, about what's going on and while Maldives is having a great political crisis. And this has everything to do with geopolitics and economics, and also has to do with the British Empire and also the American Empire trying to maintain their grip around the world and trying to offset China's rise, because they know that as China rises, they fall, because that is one of the elements to the rise of the black nation in its totality globally, okay? So a lot of the premium articles are so in-depth, especially these last five premium articles dealing with the dollar situation, the economic situation, the great political and geopolitical and economic divide in Europe, and this article tailor-made about the situation in Maldives, talking about what India is doing behind closed doors and how China has set off a salvo of things to respond. Because, listen, brothers and sisters, let me address this real quick, because someone had sent this message, and this goes right with the bizarro economics in a world where up is down and bad is good. So let me just address this briefly. There's a political situation going on in Maldives right now where the government institutions are being usurped and overthrown to remove, I would say, China-friendly and duly elected government and its allies. This is being done because Maldives is not that far from India. This also is India playing power politics against Sri Lanka, against Maldives, against what is the one with, I forget the other nation, but these are small nations in India, Nepal, excuse me, and all of them have stretched out their hands towards China. But Britain and America is behind this. Remember what the Honorable Elijah Muhammad says, that this white man would try to hem in this yellow man, because he knows the time and he knows what that yellow man is for. So what he's trying to do is cause trouble on China's periphery and trying to obstruct the One Belt, One Road thing, which would cause a collapse of the monetary order under American power. You understand? This has everything to do with economics. So India, right before she intervened, and remember, before this took place, India made statements on releasing political prisoners in Maldives. This, and they followed to the letter and to the, I mean, spirit of America right before they started color revolutions. They, I mean, this thing was the was laid out by the Western world and Israel, and it was followed to the T by the war criminal government of Narendra Modi of India. So I wasn't going to address this, but somebody asked me to, so I'm going to address this. What's going on? They're trying to hem China in. They're trying to disrupt the rise of the yuan. They're trying to disrupt the Shanghai gold launching. They're trying to stop the One Belt, One Road. So prior to this, India launched its longest range in a, I wouldn't say in a continental ballistic missile, but it's close to one, which could reach most of China. Well, in response, you didn't get this in the news mostly, but there has been a trade of gunfire, and India had been upping the ante on the Kashmiri border, right on cue with America doing what she's doing, right on cue with Israel doing what she's doing to the Palestinians and to Syria. Right on cue with NATO pushing her warships up into the Black Sea. Right on cue with the Russia announcing that it would start issuing yuan-denominated bonds and selling government bonds in yuan-denominated assets. Right on cue this happened. See, you see how this has a connection with the economics? I'm sure you didn't, but you get it here. So, as this thing intensified on the Kashmiri border, remember, America's upping the ante on the Korean Peninsula. She's upping it in the prefectures of Japan with the deployment of THAAD missile systems and radars. All of this is trying to surround China and Russia, okay? I want you to understand what this, because most people, and the reason I try to explain this so thoroughly is because most of you don't understand how this connects directly to you, how this connects directly to the economics of the global order, and how America is so desperate she's risking a nuclear conflagration with opposing powers to try to maintain her power, to try to, because she wants the so-called Negro at home to still believe in her as she's fading and as she's falling. Okay? But listen. So as this escalation took place, there was an escalation in the South China Sea. There was an escalation on China's eastern borders with America and southern borders. And America sent, now mind you, she bombed this nation for over a decade, used chemical weapons on this nation for over a decade. I'm going to tell you the nation I'm talking about. And then sends a delegation to sell weapons to this nation because she feels like this will, in essence, help to box in China. And this is Vietnam. Sent a few days ago, a week ago or something like, sent a delegation to sell billions in arms. Right? All of this has to do with what I'm talking about. You didn't know this. So, again, so what you don't know also is that yesterday, or I think it was yesterday morning or late the night before, Pakistan issued a strong warning to India. India did not heed the warning, and Pakistan launched a salvo of missiles. Listen to me good. A salvo of missiles across the line of control, killing scores of Indian soldiers. You might not get this, but you can Google some of it. Maybe some of it will come up to you, okay? This was not done without consultation with China. And this was not done without China also demonstrating its capability by yesterday and today launching its anti-ballistic missile system, showing that it can knock out any missile that India has, right? And showing America that their missiles and their deployment of missile systems in the Korean Peninsula, in Japan, and in Asia would be of no use to them if war breaks out. Why? Because America is desperately trying to keep the dollar system going. You understand? So she's using everything. She's stroking India's ego because the West wants to stroke India's ego to her demise, because India's largest trade partner is China. India is looking for China to build trains, to build infrastructure. How in the hell do you provoke people that are investing in your economy? You have the largest democracy in the world, but you have the largest poverty rate in the world. Right? But you want to be seen as a nuclear power or a world power. This is India. And so India is still not over the scrimmages of 1967 when China put a spanking on them. And then a couple of years later, China went across the border and did it again to them. So this white man of the West is stroking the ego of India. We'll promise you we'll give you the weapons and the technology to be a counterweight to China if you would do X, Y, and Z. To stop the One Belt, One Road. India is the only Asian nation that has not agreed to the One Belt, One Road. Why? Because America has promised India that they would set up F-16 factories in India. F-15 and F-16. Why would you do that when you got the FX-30 MKI? The Su-30, excuse me. The Su-30 MKI. Which is a way better warplane than what America's on. But nonetheless, I digress on that. But what I'm telling you is that these situations are happening because the time is gathering pace and the judgment is intensifying and America is losing her footing. She's losing her sway. And the Western world knows that the time is limited. Right? But I want to read to you something. I read to you before, but it means more right now. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad says, "And so many false statements have been made to keep the falsehood strong enough for you to continue to believe until the day stop right there." This goes into the economics. This goes into the political realm. This goes into the military realm. Oh, we will be in Afghanistan forever, for the foreseeable future. We are not going to move out of Asia. We will strengthen our partnership. We're not moving out of the Middle East. We will strengthen our partnership. We're not moving out of South and Central America. We're going to strengthen our partnership. We're going to do it in Europe. This is America. This is what she says publicly. The falsehood to make you believe that she is in control of things, that she's not flabbergasted at what she sees coming towards her, because she sees more deeply than you. She has paid thinkers to think about everything that she can conceive that can happen to her. You understand? This is why she has all of these what they call strategic think tanks, because this is what they get paid to do, to think of war scenarios, to think of economic scenarios, to think of political scenarios or geopolitical scenarios that can break the empire and bring her to her knees. Okay? So they trumpet this, that we'll be here for the foreseeable future. We have the best military in the world. We have this and we have that. How in the hell you have the best military in the world when you can't even defeat ragtag warriors? Huh? Do you ever think about that? But what else are we to expect in a bizarro world? Well, this thing is, I mean, you know what bizarro is. Bizarro is the backward Superman. His world, if Superman's world is a circle, his is a square. Right? Everything is backwards, including the S on his chest. But in his eyes, it's right. And it's the natural order of things. This is that white man. He will tell you and sell you a lie just as quick as he can think of one. And it comes out of him as easy as a web out of a spider. So Muhammad says, "And so many false statements have been made to keep the falsehood strong enough for you to continue to believe until the day. Falsehood has come face to face with truth. Well, the economy is booming, yet store after store is closed. Unemployment continues to rise. But we have cut down the unemployment numbers, yet people are still unemployed, and more are joining." They continue. Whenever something doesn't fit their definition, they change the definition. This is what Muhammad talked to you about, them retractable laws. That's what that white man, long as it benefits him, it's this. But when it no longer benefits him or exposes him, then he changes it to something else. He moves the goalpost in the middle of the game to benefit his squad to your detriment. You understand? So he tells you that his economy is going and booming, yet we're still what they call shrinkflation, where they're shrinking packages. And what used to be 16 ounces is now 8 ounces or 6 ounces or something like that. And it costs 50, 75 cents, a dollar more, as I said on one show. Isn't it amazing how this white man try to tell you that less is better, when after decades of telling you more is better? He'll tell you that if you just buy this bag of washing detergent pods with 8 in it for $25, it has 10 times the cleaning power of the regular $10 or $12. But you're only washing one load. What you need, if that was true, you're only washing one load. Can you use that pod in 10 other loads? No. See, the way he sells you his foolishness and you bite it hook, line, and sinker. And this is the breakup of the black family, the arrogance of things. But this is the judgment, and only the strong will survive. You understand? If your heart is good, if your heart is pure, if you're searching, and if you have God in all of your thoughts and your consciousness, you will overcome. You will persevere and you will overcome. But this is a time unlike any other time before, because the entire global order, the makeup of the system of Yaqub is not only declining, but it is decaying, it is rotting, and it is imploding upon the corruption of his own making. But only in this bizarro world can you see this, where they'll make you believe that, okay, let me give you a good example. I can give you a good example on this. Now, they'll give you a $100 million contract in basketball or football. Right? And they'll brag about the $100 million contract. And then they'll go right in their writings and say, well, $100 million a day is only about $10 or $20 million of yesteryear. You understand? They'll tell you, this is why this the devil has that forked tongue. He'll make you believe that you are prospering even more, even while the inflation is eating away at the very core of what you call wealth. You understand? But let's go a little further. Falsehood has come face to face with the truth, and falsehood cannot stand in the face of truth. Truth condemns falsehood. You understand? This is the truth. No matter how you want things to be, no matter what you believe them to be, if it is contrary to the truth and someone presents their perception through the truth, you cannot win. So he goes further and says this. This world, what world? The world of Yaqub. And this life, what life? This life that was imposed upon you through this system that was made by the devil. This world and this life and this way of civilization is fallen, and it soon will be no more. You are at the end of it before you realize. See, they didn't realize it in 1914. They thought that it was over, which it was over. It marked the fall of their world. The devil looked around and said, okay, we can do this. And then 1929, 1930 came in. And they suffered an economic desolation unheard of. Then they suffered war after war. And they thought that if we could do this and if we could do that, we could persevere and we can overcome God. And I remember at the fall of the Berlin Wall, that devil, not a shot was fired. Now we can have freedom and democracy. They were tearing down the country. They thought they had beaten prophecy. That's why they were celebrating so much. Because they knew that war must come to Europe. And they thought that they had overcome God. But they did not know that they had fallen headlong into the snares of divine prophecy. And the same thing has happened today. When God allowed them to become unhinged, unhooked, from the gold and silver standard. And this did not just start in 71. They did it late 20s, early 30s. They did it then. And then they reconnected it. Then they started robbing the gold and the silver of the currency of the gold and the silver. So you would see in the silver nickels would no longer be there. Then you would see from that point on, from 65 above, you didn't have backing or contents of silver in your dimes and in your nickels. And then in 1970, they robbed a half dollar of the silver content. And then they just could not take it anymore when the French president, who was once the general and leader of that nation, the one who called that gathering together, if we could get rid of Elijah Muhammad, we could build for ourselves a glorious future. Y'all know who I'm talking about. Anyway, if you don't, go back to the prior shows and I'll tell you who he is. But anyway, so when they asked America to give them their gold, and Richard Nixon took the world off the gold and silver standard by refusing to pay the debt in gold and saying that the dollar was just as good as gold. And when he says, well, then give us gold, Nixon can do it because they did not have the gold. They did not have the silver. You understand? But they went and worked out a deal with the oil nations. It wasn't a deal. It was a threat, brothers and sisters, unlike what they're saying. It was a threat. Either you do this or we will bomb you. And we will occupy and take your oil and your gas. But if you go along with us and you recycle your dollars, we'll give you weapons and we'll help to build your cities up. Right? Okay. So they thought they had gotten away by building up the petrodollar, but they didn't know that this was the snare. And from that point on, look how America has accumulated trillions and trillions and trillions. From that point, see, we can calculate time. From that point to today, the acknowledged debt is 20-some trillion. The private debt, unfunded liabilities in the hundreds of trillions, right? The derivatives are in the quadrillions, but this could not have happened if they would remain on the gold and silver standard. So God fed them their arrogance by unleashing them from the thing which kept them from going belly up. They thought that they had beaten prophecy. And now the blowback effect is at such an extent that all of them are wondering when. We know it's going to happen. It's not a matter of if, but when and how bad. You understand? Don't you hear them always talking about, not a matter of if, but when. But remember, I like to talk to you and I like to make you understand. 10 years ago, go back and look. They weren't saying that. And matter of fact, a few years ago, we were playing some of the clips on the show. They were saying, but if we could do this, even Gregory Mannarino was saying that this thing was going to implode. But then when he got his man that he wanted, he said, well, maybe Trump can do this. And then after not just a month in, he said, well, not even Trump can do it. They get frustrated because they understand the level of debt. They understand that the chickens will somehow come home to roost. And when they do, it will be nothing nice for the Western economic and political world order. This is why America, you hear them often talking about Russia and China and Iran trying to challenge the international order. What they're saying is that these nations are rising up to challenge the Western world, the Western organizations, the Western institutions, the Western way of governance, the Western lifestyle, the Western civilization. And above all things, the standing of the American dollar. You understand? Bizarro economics in the world where up is down and bad is good. You get a chance to listen good. I want you to pay close attention. This is a few clips that I wanted to play a few days ago. And we're going to steadily build up to something that just happened yesterday. Remember, we're talking about these markets. We're talking about how they're trying to sell you a bill of goods that is not good at all with the collapse. They're trying to sell you a bill of goods. They're trying to make you believe that things are all right. What they're saying to you is, don't believe your wallet. Believe us. Don't believe your hungry stomach and your unpaid bills. Believe us. Don't believe your lying eyes. Believe us, honest brokers. This is what they're saying to you. But they're catching hell, black men and black women, and they can't get away from this. You understand? Matter of fact, before we go to I'm going to go to the clips that I have for today, and then we'll backtrack, because I want you to see just how bad things are getting for these white people. They can't get away from this, okay? And they know. long clip, a 12-minute clip. One will be a 3-minute clip, and one will be a 7-minute clip. But I want to first start off with the 3-minute clip, okay? And then we'll come back on the other side of this clip, and we'll discuss this. And if you have any questions, if you have anything to say, please, this is encouraged today, please call in, please raise your hand. After the clips, we'll try to address you, we'll try to hear your viewpoint, and we'll go from there, okay? Bizarre economics in a world where up is down and bad is good. Man, this does not bode well for the white world. I want you to listen closely to this.
Good evening, friends. We start this evening with the roller coaster ride on Wall Street. It's been consecutive days of losses, but this Monday was the worst during the Trump administration and the worst in history. The market went from a correction to a potential crash, and the signal to investors is clearly uncertainty. The Dow was down as much as 1,500 points today, finally closing at 24,345, dropping 1,175 points. For more on this, we turn to Bart Chilton, host of Boom Bust here on RT. Great to have you with us, Bart. Define this. What's happening?
Well, it's huge. I mean, it's a crash. We've even talked on the program that there is going to be a correction. Markets were up 30% year over year, and people were just making a lot of money. And I've almost became embarrassed, Ed, because for months I've been saying there's got to be some correction. But we never anticipated, and no commentator anticipated, that we have it so fast and so furiously. As you say, 1175 down today, that's 4.6%. And even NASDAQ, so it wasn't just the Dow. NASDAQ was down 273, which is 3.7%. So markets took a terrible tumble today.
So in 2 days of trading, it's just over 7%. 1,841 points off the Dow. Is this going to continue? That's what Americans want to know.
Two things. Put that in perspective, too. The two-day loss, which you're just speaking of, the last time we had that two-day loss was November of 2008. So recession-level drops in the markets. I think it probably is going to continue a little bit. I can't imagine that it will be this large. People talk about a 5 or 10% correction. This is somewhere in between, so they still may have a little bit further to go, but I sure hope it isn't that fast and that furious.
Is uncertainty the proper word?
It sure is. I mean, we don't know. I mean, all the experts that you listen to are saying that they're not sure what's going to happen. And that's not a good thing in markets at all, because people begin to bail and they get margin calls. That is the down payments they have on stocks when their broker calls and say, if you want to stay in this, you've got to pay more money. Mm-hmm. They get out. And there's sort of a reciprocal domino impact here, Ed, that I think is taking place.
Bart, what about the speed of this and how it happens? It's almost like lightning speed to compare to drops we've seen in the past or corrections.
It is. Well, I've talked over the years, you know, about the high-frequency traders. I call them cheetah traders, and because they're just moving in and out of markets so fast. They're really trying to scoop up micro-dollars in milliseconds. Now, there's nothing wrong with speed in markets, and they add a lot of liquidity because they're trading all the time, and that shouldn't bother somebody that's trading on E-Trade. But the bottom line is they are so fast that when markets take a tumble, they really fuel inject that and goes down faster. The good news is when markets go up, they also rise faster.
So, some major words. So, he said market correction. They never knew that things would go this fast. They knew something was coming, a market correction. Remember, I've been talking to you guys about a market correction and a market correction coming and how devastating it would be. Remember, we've been talking about that. I've been giving you the definition of it for the longest, right? And I want to go back to that for a minute, because they said the market correction, and said they didn't expect it to be so swift and thorough, but I want you to listen to what the word correction means, okay? Because if you don't understand words and the meaning of words, you can lose the definition of what someone is trying to convey to you, and this is how they talk to you. They'll say, now I want you to remember something, that they're talking about a 7% loss in prices. Brothers and sisters, let's be honest. How many black people are in the stock market? Let's just be real about this situation. Let's talk about this real. And this market, most black people don't even know how to play the stock market. And that's a good thing in a way, because there will be total devastation coming to this market. Okay? That is for a so-called middle income or major income bracket person to play. But 7%, even on their conservative action means. Something that is substituted or proposed for what is wrong or inaccurate. The act of correcting. Listen to this. Punishment intended to reform, improve, or rehabilitate. Chastisement, reproof. You see that? Usually corrections. Then it says, listen to this. A reversal of the trend of stock prices, especially temporarily, as after a sharp advance or decline in the previous trading season. But the two we want to get to are these two. Something that is substituted or proposed for what is wrong or inaccurate. So if they saw that a correction must take place, and they have been saying this for a while, and we've been saying it, and they have been telling you that the markets are not normal, or the markets are fake, phony, as Dave would say, fake and phony. And they were telling you that there was a correction taking place, and they're telling you that the market itself is wrong. Right? Because if you have a paper that is graded by a teacher, she does not make corrections if the answers are right. The only time she or he makes corrections are if the stated answers of the questions were wrong. Is that not right? So the market is wrong. The way the investors is wrong. And, of course, this bodes well for the black man because we're seeing God shake, rattle the very foundations of the financial system to let you know that he's after this white man. Remember, never let this out of your mind. The correction means something that is substituted or proposed for what is wrong or inaccurate. They're telling you by word alone that the system is wrong, it's inaccurate, and must be corrected or substituted because it is not right. And this other one says punishment, so we talk about the judgment, right? We talk about the chastisement that Elijah Muhammad said that a chastisement and economic desolation would take place. This chastisement must and will come. Did he not tell you that? According to the definition of correction, and you heard the white man say that correction took place and there will be more corrections taking place. Punishment intended to reform, improve, or rehabilitate. It is chastisement or reproof. You understand? This is what the definitions say. The white man is telling, he's talking at you, he's talking to his brother, he's talking through you or above you, and he's saying certain things so that when you say, I didn't know, he'll say, I told him that. They were too lazy to look at the definition. You say, well, what would make you think I wanted to look at the definition? Well, when you want to find out gossip, you go to the gossip places and look, right? So surely if your life meant more to you, you would go and do some research for your life and your livelihood or your family. Huh. Bizarro economics in a world where up is down and bad is good. All right? Let's go to the, I'll say he has arrived also, since it's here, since it's on my mind. So Muhammad talked about a decay in the system. He talked about what Jesus was talking about a decay in this system. In one paragraph, he says this. The so-called Negro, the black man, up from slavery of 400 years here in America, is the people out of whom Allah wants to build a new heaven and a new earth, or we say a new people and a new government. There has been decay in the government of the wicked for the past 2,000 years since the death of Jesus. I am positive that you see the corruption in this government, which is bound to end in the complete fall and destruction of this government. What is going on? Don't you see the heads are at each other? Don't you see they're talking about the deep state versus the so-called elected state? Don't you see the corruption finding hundreds of millions of dollars missing? Trillions of dollars missing out of the so-called war budgets, and to continue to feed these beasts, these blobs. And on this new index that came out, a world index yesterday, it labeled what they saw as the two most corrupt nations on earth. Guess who's number one? Huh? Talk back to me. Guess who's number one on that list? Of course, it's America. So this is what Muhammad says. I am positive that you see the corruption in this government, which is bound to end in the complete fall and destruction of this government. He is not just talking about, but he's specifically talking about the American government, but in generally, he's talking about the Western governments, the Western system of governance, and the Western civilization. They're under judgment. The chastisement is real. You've heard it. You've heard it. We've read it. The chastisement is upon these people, and they must suffer for the hell that they have put and continue to put out on the backs of other people. You understand? Don't get mad at me, brothers and sisters. Muhammad says, America, she must be punished. She must be brought to her knees, black man and black woman. You don't want to hear that because you are in love. I heard one so-called Muslim leader say, if Allah, Brother Rashid and I talked about this, one time, and we laughed about it. I think it was Brother Rashid and myself and Brother Jill, I believe. And we were laughing about one, when we won't name the name, but if Allah destroys America, that's a sign that he's weak. This is what a Muslim leader said. And it was so food. This let us know that he had bought into the madness that America can be redeemed and will be redeemed. This is crazy. This is why Muhammad made the book, Fall of America. He didn't say Allah was weak. He said Allah was strong, and he would show his strength by destroying America. Since no nation can beat America one-on-one, I'm talking globally, then God's going to do it. This is why the Bible, if God is weak by doing it, that means all of the prophets were weak. All of the prophecies were weak. And the God who inspired their prophetic thinking was weak. Do you understand, brothers and sisters, for people to say this, you have to question their mental stability and their mental makeup and question what they're about. Because this is crazy. But anyway, I digress from that and say to you that America will be taken. She will be brought to her knees. This is no joke. You might not want to hear this, but this is something that was ordained long before you ever came to be, because you cannot have peace as long as the peace breaker and the mess maker and the blood shedder is allowed to run free. They've tried it. Now, Pyongyang, the capital, and the government of Pyongyang, which is the capital of North Korea, now China, now the Asian nations, now South America, Central America, the Caribs, Africa, and even some European nations are now claiming that America wants perpetual war. You know, this is crazy. And yet you want to throw them a cover by saying if God destroys America, this is a sign that he's weak. Do you know how mad you sound? Don't get mad at me, brothers and sisters. I just tell the truth. See, this is another thing. Let me tell you. Like they say on the street, I just keep it 100. And a lot of people say they want to be 100, but they can't stand what I say because it's against what they like. And I don't compromise on that. You understand? So, as a matter of fact, I pulled up an article. Listen to what one of the Gordon Duff has to say. If you think that God is not justified in destroying America for slavery, if that wasn't enough for you, and the annihilation of the Indians and just taking their land, right? And if you don't think, and the experimentation upon the people here who were free and bound and the people around the globe, if you don't think that's enough, if you don't think it's enough for her using chemical weapons and still using them today, white phosphorus and Agent Orange and all of these things, if you don't think that's enough about her dropping not one but two atomic bombs, the same thing that she blasts Iran for even thinking about maybe one, or North Korea for having in her possession, she has 7,000 of them, and she's the only nation on earth to ever use them. That's not justification for God to remove her. That's not justification for her, for God to remove her when she is in the affairs of every nation and every people on the planet. She's involved in almost every war on the planet, and she has instigated the breakup of families, of governments, of nations, and still is trying that as her stated policy, and if she can't rule, she's prepared to destroy the entire world. Do you not think that that is a justification for God to remove her? Talk back to me. Don't be silent. This is real. But this is the truth. This is what Gordon Duff says in his article. U.S. needs wars, conflicts to survive. That's the headline. That is the headline, black man and black woman. And this is what he says in it. And I'm just going to briefly read part of it. The United States thrives on wars and military conflicts, says Ohio-based analyst Gordon Duff, arguing that a reported U.S. plan to redeploy troops from Iraq to Afghanistan is an attempt to create new crises. This is what he said. According to an Associated Press report citing Western contractors in Afghanistan, American forces are leaving Iraq after the defeat of Daesh terror group. How are they going to? They're not leaving. What they're doing, they're transporting them over to Afghanistan. And Russian intelligence, Iraqi intelligence, Iranian intelligence, Syrian intelligence, and Turkish intelligence have all come to the conclusion that America is redeploying ISIS, some units of ISIS, into Afghanistan. Why? Because Afghanistan is the underbelly of Russia and China. And this is why China is taking the initiative and moving on the Afghanistan border and putting a military base there. You understand? This is, I tell you. America is trying, what was that devil name? The big new Brzezinski. He talked about whoever controls Eurasia controls the world. This was Jimmy Carter's national security advisor. This is the father of the MSNBC analyst that's on Morning Joe, Mika Brzezinski, her father, the war criminal, the best friend, the trainer, and the armor of Osama bin Laden, her father. Right? They know that Afghanistan, they know that if they can get there in Afghanistan, they can launch missiles toward China, they can put up radars, they can put up nukes, and they can have a forward deployment force there for ground force. You understand? For ground invasion. They know if they can keep these nations in Central Asia soft, they can use them and surround China and Russia with a hedge of missiles, troops, warplanes, bases, radars, what have you. This is America. She signed it. She told Russia, we need to get rid of all our nuclear, all of our chemical weapons. Russia had, at the time, Russia had the largest batch of chemical weapons in the world. I think almost twice the size of America's chemical batch. Russia verified a few weeks ago that it had finally, and the UN verified that it had finally gotten rid of all of its chemical weapons. Remember, this is the thing that America bombed so-called Saddam Hussein for. See, this is what I'm telling you. All of this is interconnected. Guess what America did? She pulled out the agreement and said, right now it's not the time for us to get rid of our thousands and thousands and thousands of canisters of chemical weapons. That's what she did. Go Google this. I'm not making this stuff up. She is not trustworthy. What did the Honorable Elijah Muhammad say? If she gains your trust, you are a goner. Right? So, let's read a little bit more. According to the Associated Press report citing Western contractors in Afghanistan, American forces are leaving Iraq after the defeat of Daesh terror group there and are now taking position in U.S. forces across Afghanistan to allegedly fight the Takfiri group's sympathizers there. More than 5,000 U.S. troops have been stationed in Iraq as of 2016. Now, that doesn't go for the thousands that are not named and then the thousands upon thousands of so-called former troops that are now contractors or mercenaries there, with nearly 4,000 others deployed to the Arab country later on to purportedly assist in fighting Daesh. Speaking to Press TV on Monday, Duff said the U.S. military's alleged plan for withdrawing troops from Iraq and redeploying them to Afghanistan was silly and further proved Washington's penchant for war. He said the U.S. was looking to keep the fight going by playing one side against the other, just like they did in Iraq. Another indication that the U.S. has to keep a permanent war going, has to keep things ramped up as much as possible, and it has built a foreign policy base on its presence as a military. See, this is why they won't bring the troops home. I'll get you in a minute, Rashid. This is why they won't. You say, well, it's killing up the financial budget, the fiscal budget. Well, if they bring it home, the collapse is imminent. But if they keep it there, the collapse is imminent. They are stuck between a rock and a hard place. They're trying to expand the military and keep going and keep going and find new blood for the parasite to suck. But it is at a price because they're becoming exhausted economically, exhausted mentally, and the troops are being exhausted physically. The empire is bankrupt morally, ethically, and economically. This is true. You don't want to hear it, but it's the truth. As a matter of fact, let me see. Let me see something real quick. Brothers and sisters, and all of this has everything to do with you. Believe me when I tell you this. I'm trying to find these books. I'm looking through the books real quick. Give me a second. I'm going to bring Brother Rashid in because I know he has something to say. Okay? Brother Rashid, here you are, brother. 310, I say unto you, assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum, brother. Elijah Muhammad is the best prognosticator out there, huh? What
yes,
you said this devil called Jimmy the Greek? He gonna tell you how to bet or whatever. Hell, Elijah Muhammad is betting 1,000. Hell, he
yeah.
ought to be on every show.
Yeah, yes sir.
That devil is something else, brother. The devil, is, you know, say one thing and do another. That's his motto. And the poor so-called silly Negro believe it is like I was just sent a couple of brothers a message. I was listening to this Negro up here talking about Martin Luther King. It had a bunch of his shows and stuff on the radio today. That didn't work 50 years ago. Big and white folks and nonviolent. Hey, you gonna bring that stuff into 2018? Brother, it is a shame how ignorant our people are.
Yeah. It is. And what's more shame, Brother Rashid, what's more shame is just the ignorance of those who claim to be enlightened. That's what's really a shame, brother.
You right about that, brother. But the men you say, if you don't believe that the messenger, if you believe who I am, then you are a very lucky man or woman. That's the problem. They didn't believe the messenger. And now they're being shown as a liar. Like you said, talking about the destroy America. That would make Allah weak. Brother, that is the actions of a fool. Why did he put all in all of the books that he would destroy Babylon? Well, if you're going to destroy Babylon, that'll make him. Would you think God is a two-faced double liar? He says one thing and does another. Wait a minute. Ain't that the actions of America?
Yeah.
And a man that says that is an American agent.
Mm-hmm.
Long live, brother.
Walaikum salam. Good teaching, brother. Good talk. I'm telling you, brother.
Okay.
Sister, we were talking about this. We said, how could this possibly come out of a so-called black leader, especially a Muslim's mouth? I could not fathom that. You understand? But when we point these things out, if you are in love with different leaders or different organizations, you would do anything and justify their madness, even if you know in your heart that these things are out of line. Yeah. You'll take me to task on anything I say, but you give everybody else a pass. But it's okay, because I'm willing to stand up and defend what I'm saying, and I can give you proof. I can point to it, show it to you. I can let you hear it, let you see it, smell it, and taste it. We've been calling these things out for the longest on the show, right? Nobody else. Be honest. Nobody else has been talking about these situations that's been going on in Asia, the Middle East, South and Central America, and tying it in with geopolitics and economics, like the Star and Crescent Report, and showing you how this is the fulfillment of prophecy. Nobody. Because they don't understand. A lot of them don't understand. Some of them do. But they willingly and willfully mislead you because they want you to look at them in a manner that is not right. They want you to look at them as these wise leaders. That's not right, brothers and sisters. That's not right. We are supposed to be our brothers and our sisters' keepers. And the wisdom that you're lacking should be made up from another brother or another sister should be able to share or impart upon you that wisdom so that you can grow to that level. Because it's more beautiful as a nation when we all can grow instead of some of us being stagnant and jealous of the others. But only in this bizarre world do you you can talk about brotherhood on one hand and then lash out at your brothers that never do nothing to you. Huh? You embrace the people that cuss you out and call you all kinds of niggas. But the brothers that come on the live and put his money up, come out, don't ask you for a thing, and teach you the truth. And there anybody to dispute it. There anybody. From the lowest of the low to the highest of the high to dispute this stuff. You got problems with that. That's madness. This shows us that Eurocentricity has seeped not only in your brain, but it is now in your heart. But the purging process is underway. With the collapse of the economic system, you won't see Massa, like they say in slavery. You won't see Massa the same light. You won't see him the same way, especially when it starts to hit your home. It's one thing when you see these things from a distance. It's another thing when they touch your lives by affecting family members, affecting you, affecting your livelihood, affecting the livelihoods of your children, your wife or your husband or your family members. It's another thing. This is all underway. And so when we look at this situation, what we talked about from the beginning of the show and we tied it into the stock market, and we're showing you about how America, she's desperate and she's falling, and how she continues to build up the drums for economics. Notice that she always finds money for R&D, research and development of weapons. Notice that she always finds money for troop deployments, for wars. She can't find it for education, Social Security, to help people who are homeless. She can't find that, Christian. To help people get back in health, she can't find that. As a matter of fact, they're ripping y'all off left and right in the medical field. America is supposed to be A1 as the so-called first world nation, and yet she has the highest cost of medicine and health care in the world, and yet she suffers the largest amounts of death. But this is only in this bizarre world do you like that. She can always find money for missiles. We're going to invest $5 trillion in our nuclear triad over the next 20 years. And then you say, well, I thought the nation was built upon the civilization of the people. Well, it is. Well, how can you civilize people if you're cutting education? How can you progress as a nation if your educational standards have become lax? And you're no longer inventing things? And you are addicted to war? And exploitation. How in the hell can any society, any civilization survive or progress under such strain, under such atmosphere? It cannot be done. But all this points right back to the people that they're holding captive here in America, the so-called American Negro. And Messenger Muhammad says, and Our Savior Has Arrived, pages 204, 205 and 206, he says, Allah is well able to take the kingdom from whom he pleases and give it to whom he pleases. This we all know. America should, as it is written, give up the slave and set him on the road to doing something for himself in the way of financing him to do this. Listen closely. Now listen where he addresses. Now, first he talks about a separation. He talks about America's responsibilities to that separation, right? Go read it. Then he transitions and tells you what America's really doing with the money and how she's not getting at the root cause of all of her ills, being rejected by the nations of the earth, her political and economic and geopolitical standing around the world, her implosion domestically, and her collapse militarily, internationally. He tells you these things next. Listen closely. If one were just to listen, America is spending billions of dollars in a futile attempt to stop the stormy war clouds that are hovering over her concessions. Her concessions, Muhammad says in Fall of America, he calls the prey, the black man, the white man's concessions. It's in there. Go look. So he addresses this again. The clouds that are hovering over her concessions, but she is not getting at the root cause of it. What is the root cause, Elijah Muhammad? You mean to tell me that America can get Saudi Arabia $5 billion in military package and it'll solve the problem? What about if America and Britain helps India become a counterweight and helps India dominate nations like Sri Lanka and Maldives and Nepal? Will that help her? Will that help America maintain her position? Will that postpone or stave off or stall the war clouds that are over America. Talk back to me. Muhammad says, the reason why the cloud is rising with destruction is because of her so-called Negro slaves with whom she refuses to let go. See, all of this war to try to keep her footing over there, she's losing her grip here. So there's a great call for revolution, secession, all across America, right? We knew that this was coming. Elijah Muhammad had pointed to it. We're coming right back to that. But we're going right back to what we read on this show a million times to prove to you that we've been saying it and we had it right, okay? What can we expect? What can we expect at the end of the war? Paradise or hell? See, Bible, Daniel 9, 26 and 27. And at the end of the war, desolations are determined. And that determined shall be poured upon the desolate. This is like saying, do not expect healing ointment to be poured on the sore that has been made. You will not get healing ointment. Instead, you will get a worse sore with trying to find a job for the unemployed soldiers who are returning from the war zone, if they have a chance to return. This will be one of the worst headaches for the government that she has ever received. With unemployment mounting so fast, it will create revolution. What are these so-called alternative white sites are talking about? Revolution, right? What is the black man talking about? Revolution, right? Is that not happening right now? Let's go a little further. And everybody, not some, not a few, but everybody will want to divide up the government into pieces, and every leader will want to grab a piece for his part. So Trump has his part. Then you have the Speaker of the House trying to do his thing, the leader of the Senate trying to do his thing. You have the governor of this state and the governor of that state, right? All of them are trying to fashion out what they believe is right. And this is causing revolution. Muhammad says, and everybody will want to divide the government up into pieces, and every leader will want to grab a piece for his part to try to muster some kind of government patterned after his own way of thinking. Desolation. If we are going to suffer deprivation in a country that has been deprived of the nations, this will make it altogether worse. For everybody will be thinking about the way that they used to live and the freedom and the privileges that they used to have. Go to AMTV. Go to all the, Alex Jones. Go to all of them. They're always talking about our liberties and our freedoms are at stake. We used to be able to do this, and we used to be able to kill this person and shoot this and have our guns and our ammo and do this and have this. And what Muhammad says, desolation. If we are going to suffer deprivation in a country that has been the pride of the nations, this will make it altogether worse. For everyone, everybody will be thinking about the way that they used to live and the freedom and the privileges that they used to have. And this will make anger rise up in the midst. Are we not watching that? Huh? Talk back to your brother, 347-989-0855. 347-989-0855. Come on the air, get your clock clean. All praise is due to Allah for the honorable Elijah Muhammad. Now, let's go back to our Savior has arrived. The reason why the cloud is rising with destruction is because of her so-called Negro slaves whom she refuses to let go. She divides them one against the other for her own sake. It has not proven worthwhile. It has proven to be against her own peace because the God of the so-called Negro is on the scene and is directing his own call, as it is written in the Bible. Again, the Bible teaches us in Isaiah, and justice standeth afar off, for truth is falling in the street. This is true of America, and yet she looks for peace. How can she find peace when she is guilty of breaking the peace of the world? See how he transitions from that to the world? And refusing to let her prisoners go. Huh? Talk about this. I'm trying to tell you, black man and black woman, all of this, the economic situation, stems from you. All of the revolution and the rise in racial anger and racial tensions, that's from you. All of this, with the smaller nations. As a matter of fact, I believe Sri Lanka, if I'm not mistaken, I'm going to try to have an article up on Sri Lanka tomorrow. I believe Sri Lanka just moved into China's Earth's orbit, I believe China and Sri Lanka will have military games, or it will be an economic forum, something like that. I got the message from one of my sources, and I just skimmed over because I had to go and read a lot of the messages that I have, but I believe that is one of them. So America's losing her footing everywhere. The black nation will rise. The black nation will rise. The black, the brown, the red, and the yellow. So when you hear me say the black nation, I'm talking about anything that is non-white. We are rising. And as we rise, someone must fall. Right? When one rises, the other one must fall. If a ruler is to ascend to the throne, and it's someone else on the throne, what happens to the one that's sitting on the throne? Huh? He must fall. And so we're looking at the fall of America. We're looking at the fall of England, the fall of London, the fall of the New York Gold Exchange. We're looking at the fall of America and the decline of the dollar. It's a beautiful time to be a follower of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. The truth cannot get any clearer. But God is going to open your eyes wider and wider to this truth. You won't be able to reject this. I want you to listen closely. This is the 12 minutes. And I want you to listen to them talking about the situation, okay? I might not play the whole thing, but I want you to listen to it. And then I might play the whole thing. But I know time is of the essence. But I want you to pay close attention to them as they talk about how the stock market has entered a free fall. I want you to pay attention to the anger.
Welcome to the Silver Report Uncut. Now, it's really hard to gauge it at this point because it's really going on a really wobbly standard, and it's hard to keep track. From minute to minute, things are changing, but the Dow is down 426 points today, following the 669 points it was down Friday. Friday actually turned out to be the sixth largest daily drop in the stock market history, and so now we're having another day where it's continuing to drop. It started off the morning within minutes dropping 300 points, and then recovered to only negative 261. But now we're pushing 426 points down, and the biggest take on all this is that a lot of people are really unaware of what's going on. They've not been listening to actual news, actual facts about what's going on in the economy. They're not paying attention to what's going on out of the Federal Reserve. They're not paying attention to what's been going on out of these stock market bubbles, and they're confused. The biggest takeaway of all of this is the reaction of the general public, because literally they point it to one man, whoever's in charge of operating the country. They act as if the president has serious powers over what goes on in the economy. There are so many people who are reaching out to put the blame, and you know what? You really bought this one. You really bought this one by taking credit for the stock market's meteoric rise. There was a problem going on, the fact that the Federal Reserve dropped interest rates down to 0%. They kept them at this rate for a long time. They said that asset valuations were bothering them. They said that it's a problem because we are reaching peak valuations, that everything was in a dangerous condition, and the Federal Reserve was going to begin to raise interest rates as a result of looking at the stock market's highs. Their purpose was to drop the valuations of assets in the stock market. They had stated this over and over at countless meetings. Over and over, multiple heads of different Federal Reserve banks around the country were coming out and outspoken at the fact that asset valuations were becoming alarming and that they were targeting those prices. They were going to be bringing down the stock market. So many people, the confusion among the general public, and we don't even know how many of these people are real people, how many are not real, because it seems to be as if now there was a strong economy that was left by a former administration, and that somehow we have gone in and messed that up. Does anybody actually believe that? Only brainwashed people who believe that somehow presidents have any dictates over what goes on in the stock market. The problem was, is that he took credit for it. You should have never done that. Another interesting fact is we're looking at it, what's going on in Wells Fargo. They've dropped and collapsed 9%.
I have to stop there for a minute. After this clip, 424, I will bring you up, but I had to stop there for a minute. You see how they're trying to make Trump, they're trying to clear him of all charges. And then he said, but the problem is you took credit for it, and now you got to take credit for this collapse. They're doing everything they can. They believe in this man. And at the same time, they go back and say, man, this thing is going to collapse. It's going to fall. It's going to do all of this stuff. I'm going to play this clip again. But I want to go back to something real quick, brothers and sisters, because I promised you I would have something. Here it is right here about what's going on in Asia. Here's one of the lines. Sri Lanka is eyeing longer talks with China on a free trade agreement. they're moving towards China's free trade agreement. Also, Sri Lanka has allowed China to to have an acquisition of Sri Lankan ports, which is to China, to India's dismay. And this is why one of the exiled Maldivian, I think that's the way you say it, Maldivian or whatever, opposition leader, he spoke out today and asked India and the U.S. to help remove the elected president from office. Did I tell you that? I told you this is what was going on. I knew this. I saw this because this is what they do. It's, I mean, you cannot, if a cheetah has spots on it or blemishes on it, you can't just ask the cheetah to no longer have the blemishes or the spots if that's a genetic trait. If a cheetah is stealthy and you ask the cheetah not to be stealthy and it says, okay, I promise I won't be stealthy, and you trust it, then you become the prey of that cheetah. Is that not right? This is America. But God is now whipping America. And this is what I'm talking about when I tell you that she's swinging wildly. She's everywhere. And India wants so bad to be China's peer. She wants so bad to be, well, not, I wouldn't say, I say there's a party in India, because just like with Russia, you have different parties. One wants to align with the East. One wants to align with the West. When the corrupt ones want to align with the West because they get bribes, and they will be curry favor to their former colonial masters. You see? But all of this is coming to an end because the economy is collapsing. And China has something to do with that black man and black woman. Let me go back to this clip real quick because I know the time is of the essence. I just wanted to bring that in because I was looking at some of the writing, some of the texts, and we'll go back to some of that maybe later, or maybe I'll post them on the Hiram's 1555 blog. But I want you to pay close attention to their collapsing economy.
Welcome to the Silver Report Uncut. Now, it's really hard to gauge it at this point because it's really going on a really wobbly standard, and it's hard to keep track. From minute to minute, things are changing, but the Dow is down 426 points today, following the 669 points it was down Friday. Friday actually turned out to be the sixth largest daily drop in the stock market history, and so now we're having another day where it's continuing to drop. It started out the morning within minutes dropping 300 points and then recovered to only negative 261, but now we're pushing 426 points down. And the biggest take on all this is that a lot of people are really unaware of what's going on. They've not been listening to actual news, actual facts about what's going on in the economy. They're not paying attention to what's going on out of the Federal Reserve. They're not paying attention to what's been going on out of these stock market bubbles, and they're confused. The biggest takeaway of all of this is the reaction of the general public, because literally they punt it to one man, whoever is in charge of operating the country. They act as if the president has serious powers over what goes on in the economy. There are so many people who are reaching out to put the blame, and you know what? You really bought this one. You really bought this one by taking credit for the stock market's meteoric rise. There was a problem going on, the fact that the Federal Reserve dropped interest rates down to 0%. They kept them at this rate for a long time. They said that asset valuations were bothering them. They said that it's a problem because we are reaching peak valuations, that everything was in a dangerous condition, and the Federal Reserve was going to begin to raise interest rates as a result of looking at the stock market's highs. Their purpose was to drop the valuations of assets in the stock market. They had stated this over and over at countless meetings. Over and over, multiple heads of different Federal Reserve banks around the country were coming out and outspoken at the fact that asset valuations were becoming alarming and that they were targeting those prices. They were going to be bringing down the stock market. So many people, the confusion among the general public, and we don't even know how many of these people are real people, how many are not real, because it seems to be as if now there was a strong economy that was left by a former administration, and that somehow we have gone in and messed that up. Does anybody actually believe that? Only brainwashed people who believe that somehow presidents have any dictates over what goes on in the stock market. The problem was, is that he took credit for it. You should have never done that. Another interesting fact is we're looking at what's going on in Wells Fargo. They've dropped and collapsed 9%. Wells Fargo, over and over, we've been covering what's going on in Wells Fargo and how they're a danger to the entire economic fabric. Wells Fargo has been shutting down branches left and right. Wells Fargo has been getting caught up in numerous scandals left and right. Wells Fargo has been, and are they the canary in the coal mine? Are they the Lehman Brothers? Is Wells Fargo going to be the domino that takes down the world financial system? You see, there's problems going on that are actually manifesting themselves now. They've not been hidden. It's just most of the people have been listening to the wrong sources. They've not been paying attention to the people who are telling you that the stock market is in a dangerous territory. It's interesting. I had a conversation with someone the other day. He asked me what I do. I told him I operate a show about finance, and he had gotten into a discussion about that. He said, well, what do you say? Is the economy good or is the economy bad? And I told him exactly my thoughts about what's going on in the economy, and he was a diehard supporter saying, well, look at the unemployment, look at the jobs numbers, look at the stock market, everything is great. And, you know, therein lies the problem. It is because we are being fed information. It's because if he had seriously asked me the question, now what stock should I invest in? Since you're some sort of going to tell me a good answer, you know, I couldn't think of an answer. I couldn't think of an answer that it was even good because nothing in this market has made sense for so long. Nothing in this market. The price-to-earnings ratio has been so far off. Stocks are not rising as a result of earnings. Stocks are not rising as a result of genuine underlying value. Stocks are rising with no sense or direction, no purpose. It seems that people are just aimlessly shooting money into places it does not belong. Should you put your money into the stock market? My simple answer was, why would you ever want to do that? Why would you want to go and to gamble away on just this idea? You know, this is the problem we had during all the major bubbles that ended up in massive stock market crashes in the past, is that everybody began talking about stocks, that you put on the news and they tell you what you should put your money, where you should put your money. I don't know how many articles I've seen. If I had $10,000 right now, where should you invest it? I don't know how many of these I've been seeing. Everybody's been coming in, they're trying to put in their 2 cents about which stock to put your money into, and then here we go. That's the problem, because nobody was paying attention. Whenever you begin to see headlines like that, where should you invest your money, which stocks? Whenever you begin to see headlines like that, whenever you begin to see the common man come to you and to begin to discuss where he should put money in the stocks, which stocks he should invest in, you know it's a problem. We've been covering for months now the fact that we are at record low levels of cash on the sidelines. This is exactly what these banking cartel want. They want the people's money back into the stock market. A problem came up as a result of the last stock market crash. That problem was that people were afraid. They weren't afraid. They were getting wise. They were getting smart, and they were saving their money. They were putting it on the sidelines. We had record levels of money onto the sidelines. People took their money out of this dirty casino that is the New York Stock Exchange. Kept their money on the sidelines. That scared them. They dropped low interest rates. Companies began to buy back their own shares, pushing up the prices of stock market valuations everywhere. So people begin to get loose again, once again. Then you have your mad money people come on and tell you everything's going great. We're in a massive bull market. Everyone gets excited. And you know what? People get this fear that they're missing out on this ability to get rich without working very hard. So the common man, Mr. Joe and Sue American, who break their backs just to be able to get a simple, decent wage, are deciding, you know what, we're going to make it out of these slums, we're going to make it out of this bad condition, we're going to win back some of what we've lost out of our retirement, and you know what, as soon as all that money gets right back in, then they go once again and they take it. You see, that's the problem. Nobody wants to pay attention to this. All the mainstream media news headlines, they want to point out the Dow dropped 666 points. Well, you know what, it was 669. Why that number? Why that number? You know, because they're trying to notify you of what is going on. So many times we've covered these problems, and everyone out there, they seem to be surprised, and they're blaming the left or the right. And wake up, people, because they have no power. They have no control over what's going on right now in our economy. In fact, the true rulers of this place, as we've been covering over and over, they always come to us. They're independent. They're not subject to any administration, and nobody wants to pay attention to that. Are we surprised? I'm not surprised at all this is happening. You know what? And that's why I tried to hold back about any comments about what's going on, because it's really been unpredictable recently. It's really been unpredictable, but the simple fact is that the Federal Reserve has been coming out time and time again warning us that this was going to be happening, warning us that the stock market valuations were something that they had their eye on, And one of the reasons that they were raising interest rates was because they were going to bring those prices down. Whenever they begin to talk like that, you need to pay attention. Now, I'm not one to tell anyone that they should be paying attention to what the Federal Reserve is saying, but you should pay attention to what the Federal Reserve is doing. If you were to just simply listen to what the Federal Reserve is saying, you'd be foolish. You'd be foolish. Some of it has value, as in what they're not saying. When they say they're going to reduce their balance sheet, you know, this is an alarming problem for the entire world. This whole market, if it's not a bubble, that's great. That's a sign things are going well. If it is a bubble, that's very bad. The underlying support for the bond market, the underlying support for the stock market is being removed. And whenever they come out and they directly speak about it, they are going to be taking away the support that is lifting up this massive bull rally in the stock market. That they're going to be removing the support. And of course, they want to wait until somebody wants to go around and take credit for this meteoric rise and to show how it's the acceptance. Of course, we are in 2018 right now. It seems like it's good timing for there to be some kind of economic crises, economic collapse. Seems like it's the perfect timing for something like this to come up. You know, I'm not surprised at all. But they've been telling us over and over, there is weakness in the underlying economy. There is weakness in the underlying value of these assets. It is all an illusion. And if you don't feel that, I mean, what about your general life has changed that much? Most likely, just because of some of the numbers that are actually out there, your debt has increased. You've taken on more debt, most likely, because we all have. That's just what is going on in our country right now. Life has not improved. Most likely, you may have gotten some sort of increase in wages, but if you've not been paying attention, the packages of all the food you buy is getting smaller. The electricity you pay for is getting more expensive. The gas that it takes you to get to and from that job to be able to keep up with these loans is costing more. At the same time, when the U.S. companies are announcing that they have record openings of shale wells, so we're having increased supply of oil and gas and fuel, but at the same time having rising fuel prices. All of this is very alarming. All of the things they want to point you to, well, the simple fact that inflation is going to be picking up even higher. So when it comes to wages, we're not going to get that wage growth. And if we get that wage growth, you know what? Any benefits that you'll receive from it, you'll never see. You'll never see because the prices of everything around you is going to rise so quickly. It's going to rise just a little bit quicker than the fact of the benefit you'll receive from any kind of wage growth. That's how this system works, okay? It's a system. And you know what? The system is sick. They've been telling us that the system is sick, and that they don't normally do. That's what's alarming. They say they're going to shrink their balance sheet. They go and they increase their balance sheet buying mortgages. Everything is coming apart. And you know what? The problem is, the reason so many people are in the dark is they believe the lie. I don't know how many times people have been saying it'll never happen. The stock market's going to reach new highs every day. Every day people come and they say that. They're not prepared for what is coming. They're not prepared to be able to even live at this point without government assistance. We are facing very dangerous times. Is this it? I don't know. Things are looking pretty gruesome. We'll have to keep our eyes on it. But to say that a 666-point drop, 669-point drop is small, that's a serious, that's a lie. That's a lie. It's not small. It is very serious what's going on in our country right now, and it could spell our undoing. Perfect timing, right? You see, all these things, they're controlled. They don't happen by accident. And you know what? It seems so funny. Every time, everyone wants to sit around and say, I don't even have any idea how that could have happened. We never saw it coming. We never saw there was a bubble. That's what they say. And you know what? They're liars. They're liars because all the signs were there. They were there. Or maybe they weren't listening to the Silver Report Uncut. All right, well, thank you guys for stopping by. And
so, he talked about this system. And he talked about, I have to address a couple of things and I'll go to the phone line. Did you hear the anger? Did you hear the frustration? Did you hear the madness? I mean, he is totally exasperated as he's talking, right? But he says that, I think I made a little note. He says that one of the big misconceptions is a president has anything to do with the economy. Thing is, he didn't have that understanding when Obama was in office, did he? Or the other ones didn't have that understanding when Obama was in office, did they? Because they blamed him for everything in the economy. Is that not right? I mean, you can go back and listen to this stuff. Obama this, Obama, they're still blaming. And listen, you, for anyone who knows this show, know that I do not like Obama due to the fact that he sold black people up the river for a pat on the back and a smile to be initiated into white society. He sold them up the river. And now his daughter's dating some white guys or whatever like that. This is what I'm saying. Sold a soul for this stuff. So if anyone has ever heard the show, you know that I am no Obama apologist. But I have to call an ace and a spade a spade. This understanding of the misconception by people is that a president has anything to do with the economy. You didn't have that understanding when Obama was there. Maybe because he was black. That's what you were looking at. And remember what the Honorable Elijah Muhammad says? America is going, he says this in the Theology of Time, he says, and this is what I was trying to explain to you guys in a show about 2, 3, or maybe 4 years ago. When I read that quote, when the messenger say, America is going down, down, down. He used down 3 times. America is going down, 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 and you can be blamed. And this is what they're doing. Everything is Obama. And notice, during and after his tenure as president, the violence against black people has shot up tremendously, right? And the state has even moved openly against you. Is that not right? It's true. But anyway, I have to put that out there before I address this economic thing. See, I have to call Ace Ace and a Spade, and I have to address all this stuff. Can't leave none of this out here. 424, please hold on. I know it's 3 minutes. I'm going to extend the show. For those of you who are listening, please hold on. I'm going to try to extend the show for about 5 minutes because I do want to get my 424 a chance to say something. But I got to address this right here, and I got so many clips, but I just can't get to them. I won't play another clip. I'm going to go to the 424, but I'm going to first address this with the definition. He talked about this is perfect timing for the economy. He said, and isn't it ironic that the market, and I want you to pay close attention, when the market fell, it fell 666. That's what it fell. You can go Google it, all right? So he says this, everything is coming apart. The system is sick. As long as they prosper from the system, were they calling it sick? We were the ones calling it sick, right? But according to dictionary.com, the word sick means it's an adjective. Afflicted with ill health or disease, ailing, affected with nausea, inclined to vomit, deeply affected with some unpleasant feeling as of sorrow, disgust, or boredom. So we see the system is sick. It's ailing. It is disease. It has ill health. And the signs are starting to show, as with AIDS or with cancer, sometimes you don't see just how sick a person is. Because you're not privy to the internal makeup of what's going on inside of them. But then you'll see them a month or 2 months, you'll say, wow, what happened? And it hit you all of a sudden, but it didn't hit them all of a sudden. It was already working because the patient was sick. This is America. This is the Western world. This is their financial system, their political system. This is their civilization. It is sick in the head, sick in the heart, and sick to the very core. Let me go to the phone line. Brother waited patiently. I got to say unto you, 424, As-salamu alaykum.
Well, as-salam. Brother, America should be more concerned. I'm doing fine, brother. All praise is due to Allah. Brother, America should be more concerned about these truth missiles coming from the Star and Crescent report rather than Kim Jong-un shooting missiles over there in North Korea.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir, brother. All praise is due to Allah. Beautiful to hear you live as you are this morning, brother. All praise is due to Allah. And also Charles de Gaulle, brother. That's the former president of France you were referring to earlier. You were trying to get around to. Yes, sir, Charles de Gaulle. But what I wanted to do, brother, I wanted to touch on the dead so-called American Negro. Brother Rashid called in early, and I wanted to touch on what he spoke on as far as our ignorance of the time and knowing who the our open enemy is, the white man, the devil, and not recognizing the truth of the teachings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad says, since he don't know himself now, since he don't want to come to the knowledge of himself, since he won't accept his own kind as his own kind, since he don't want to leave those who killed him of the knowledge of self, he must be done. What must be done? Pardon me. He must be whipped into submission. God must treat him as a father treats his disobedient sons and daughters. He must chastise them since they are absolutely so proud of being in the depth of ignorance and falsehood that he must be whipped out of it and brought into the knowledge of the truth, of the true God, and of his judgment. He must be, pardon me.
Go ahead, brother. Take your time.
This is submission because the God of truth, the God of justice, is angry with those who has destroyed them and wishes to punish them according to their work of evil. But they cannot be punished with carrying the dead along with them who are dead to the knowledge of justice and truth. They must come to the knowledge of justice and truth. Therefore, the God of justice, who judges with justice both the righteous and the wicked, he must bring them into the knowledge of himself that he's present and he's angry with such world who has not ruled by the law of justice. They have destroyed the nations of the earth, has warred with the people of earth ever since that they have authority to rule the people. They do not judge the nation according to justice. Therefore, God is angry. His wrath has come. The time of the dead, angry, both the nations and God himself. At the rise of the dead, or at the time of the rise of the dead, the nations is angry. Why should the nations be angry at the rise of the dead? Because that as long as the dead remain dead, they remain living and ruling the dead. But if the dead awakens and they being guilty of putting them to death, then they lose their power to rule the dead. This they see, and they are angry. So the justice and the call of justice by the God of justice angers them in depriving them of their world to rule. But it is time of the dead that they should be judged with justice. We, the so-called Negroes, the lost and found members of our nation, God has come to judge us, to give to us justice and according to our place in the nation. Justify us as being one of the members of the Aboriginal people of the earth, one of the members of the originator of the earth, and that we should take to ourselves the power to rule our own self and our kind. Take to the power to do for self as our fathers did for self before the creation of this world. You, brother, as well as I know, we are the most beautiful people on this planet, brother. But we all have to come to the conclusion that the teachings of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad is our only solution to get us out of this situation. And, brother, all of what you're teaching on and the clips and everything, it's only going to get worse for this white man here in America, because the time of the dead, we have to rise, brother, to the knowledge to see this man of sin. As 2 Thessalonians of the Bible say, that day shall not come, lest there be a falling away first, and the man of sin be revealed. Keep on teaching that truth teaching, brother. Assalamu alaikum, sir.
Assalamu alaikum, my good brother. Thank you.
Walaikum
salam. Yes, sir. Now, I want to say this. For those of our listeners who are, and we have listeners everywhere, I mean everywhere, 183 countries or something like that, but what we're trying to show you is that the black nation is rising. This is why you have, first of all, the main core of it is the black man who has been kept captive underneath the foot of this white man is being redeemed. And while we're coming up, the entire black nation is rising around the world. And this white man who has exploited the differences, exploited the fears, and has confused these people so that he can live in luxury and rule, that era is over. And this is why America and France and Germany and Sweden and all of these other nations are in their so-called NATO pact running around the world bombing and occupying because they see the end of their world. And, Brother Jerry, I did know it was De Gaulle. I was trying to give a trivia question out to somebody, hoping that they would understand, hoping that they had listened to the show and that they had gotten what we talked about on previous shows, but thank you for that. But anyway, before we go off there, I want to say this, because we heard these clips, and I want to finish reading this so that you can understand exactly where we are in the judgment. Because some of you say, well, if we do, we can go do this, and we can build this, and we can blah, 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 blah. I want you to listen closely to what I'm saying, because these are not my words alone. These are the words of God's last messenger, and if you just take what's going on in the world, you should automatically agree with him because everything that he said before has come to fruition. So I'm regurgitating in words what he said. Listen closely to what he says. We're still on this about desolation. So he says, desolation. nation, if we are going to suffer deprivation in a country that has been the pride of the nation, this will make it altogether worse. For everybody will be thinking about the way that they used to live and the freedom and the privileges that they used to have, and this will make anger rise up in the midst. What I am trying to show you is that the prophet Daniel cannot be wrong, because this desolation that is determined to be poured on the most desolate is not, it's aimed at the place in which we now live. And just remember, in case you forgot, and just remember that you cannot expect paradise here when such condition of desolation is headed toward America. And since we cannot make prophets' words other than the truth, we expect this desolation, and we are receiving this desolation now. This is what you see. This is the mix of it. This is the meaning of what is going down. This is why the markets are crashing. This is why the people are crazy. This is why there's violence and blood in the streets. This is why America is losing her foothold on the nations. Because the desolations that are to be poured upon the desolate is to be poured upon this desolate and savage nation called America, to break her stranglehold over the global geopolitical sphere, to break her stranglehold over the economic sphere globally, and to break her chains which she used to bind the American so-called Negro. Brothers and sisters, with an undying love and passion for the liberation, the redemption, and the upliftment of 68 million of our kind, first in America, then the billions around the world, know that your brother Rashid Muhammad loves you more than life itself. But the love that I have for you pales in comparison to the love that my God, my Lord, my Savior, and my Redeemer, Jesus Christ, who is Allah, Master Farad Muhammad in person, and his messenger, the last and the greatest of the messengers of God, the most honorable Elijah Muhammad, that living lamb, that sacrifice, the root of Jesse, the rose of Sharon, the lily in the valley, that Elijah Muhammad and that mighty, mighty nation of Islam has for you. Brothers and sisters, until we next meet again, stay strong, stay true, but above all, stay righteous. And go donate over at the Hiram 1555 blog. As-salamu alaykum.
For information on our next show, please visit trumpetoftruth.wordpress.com and click on the Blog Talk Radio button. Until we converse again, always remember, no matter how low society may have rendered you, the wisdom of the one true God will lift you on high. May God bless and keep you. The Star and Crescent Report was created and directed by Rashid Muhammad, produced by Nicole Muhammad, and hosted by Rashid Hiram 1555 Muhammad. Have a blessed day.
That I like the moon I miss. Day to day the roads we play.